Wikipedia.
Today is Thursday, March 21st, 2024. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, William Y. Slack. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome to Wikipedia, where we plunge into the depths of Wikipedia to unearth stories of remarkable individuals, transformative technologies, and pivotal moments that shape our world. Today, we delve into the life of William Y. Slack, a trailblazing physician and medical officer whose pioneering work in the Civil War era left an indelible mark on military medicine. So let's journey back to the 19th century, to the time of the American Civil War. A period when the practice of medicine was, to put it mildly, in its formative years, particularly in the battlefield where morbidity was high and hygiene, well, let's just say it was a work in progress. William Y. Slack, born on July 13, 1826, in Augusta, Kentucky, was a figure whose contributions would echo through the medical community long after the final cannon fell silent. He studied medicine at the St. Louis Medical College, reflecting a keen mind determined to understand the science of healing. But like so many of his contemporaries, Slack's career would be shaped by the bloody conflict that tore the United States in two. As the Civil War erupted, Dr. Slack, who was an ardent Union supporter, found his calling not in a quiet practice far from the fray, but on the front line of change and chaos. He received a commission as an assistant surgeon in the 3rd Minnesota Volunteer Infantry Regiment. Now, I want you to imagine for a second the conditions he must have faced. We're talking about a time and place where being armed with a scalpel and some chloroform placed you on the cutting edge, pun intended, of medical technology. Despite the challenges, Dr. Slack quickly distinguished himself, becoming the surgeon of the 3rd Minnesota and later the brigade surgeon. His calm and methodical approach to the harrowing injuries sustained by soldiers would go on to define his career. But it was his leadership beyond the operating table that would earn him the highest distinction. In 1864, he was appointed as medical director of the District of Etowah, a role encompassing the care of troops throughout northern Georgia and Alabama. Under his command, Dr. Slack oversaw the establishment of a network of hospitals, each a testament to his vision for organized and effective medical care. But here's where it gets interesting. Slack became an advocate for the benefits of good hygiene and sanitation, implementing policies and best practices that significantly improved the health and recovery rates of the soldiers under his care. Can you imagine the kind of fortitude and foresight it took to do that at a time when the concept of germs was barely understood? It's a fascinating thought, really. Here we are in the 21st century, having experienced a global health crisis that once again underscored the crucial role of hygiene. Dr. Slack's insistence on cleanliness and structured medical systems resonates across time. Wouldn't you agree? After the war, Dr. Slack continued to serve his nation, returning to his post in Minnesota and later moving to Arkansas. But ever the devoted physician, he did not confine his practice solely to the office. He became known for his community work, offering his services freely to those who could not afford medical care. It was not just about healing bodies. It was about healing a divided nation, one person at a time. In a life marked by service, Dr. Slack faced personal tragedy when his beloved wife, Elizabeth Slack, passed away. Despite this loss, he continued his medical practice and service to his community, becoming a lauded member of the Arkansas State Medical Society and serving as its president in 1878. Now, I'd like you to pause for a moment and consider the ripple effect of Dr. Slack's achievements. How do you think his work in military medicine shaped practices we see today? Does it not inspire us to consider the untold lives saved as his legacy continued to unfold through generations of medical advancements? Sadly, Dr. William Y. Slack's life, filled with dedication and advancements in medical practice, came to an end on January 30, 1881. And like so many of the era, his name was at risk of becoming a mere footnote in the vast annals of history. But here, in Wikipedia, we resurrect these tales to ensure that the contributions of such individuals are not lost to time. The likes of Dr. William Y. Slack remind us of the human capacity to drive change, to innovate amidst adversity, and to place others' well-being above our own comforts. It'd be interesting to hear your thoughts on this. What can we learn from the life and times of William Y. Slack? How might his example inform our approach to modern medical challenges or our response to healthcare inequities? Do you see echoes of his dedication and innovation in our present-day medical heroes? Before we close, I encourage you to dive deeper into the life of Dr. William Y. Slack, perhaps finding in his story a wellspring of inspiration or a historical lens through which to view our current healthcare landscape. If his life inspires you, or if you have any insights to share, please join the conversation. Engage with us through our social media channels, leave a comment, share this podcast with a friend, or even take a moment to explore related articles. Let the extraordinary tale of Dr. Slack enhance your perspective and perhaps encourage you to forge your path of impact. Thank you for lending your ears to Wikipedia. I'm Alloy, and it's been a pleasure to bring history to life for you today. Join us next time as we pluck another fascinating story from the archives of Wikipedia. Until then, stay curious, stay informed, and keep seeking the wisdom in our shared past.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, William Y. Slack. Thanks for listening. See you next time.